boy. We almost lost one last episode. And I just want to say that, you know, I'm a benevolent GM. I'm going to tell myself that because I made sure that those rules are correct. And it saved Texas' life. There's still things that we need to deal with. But, Griff, do you want to explain what happened rules-wise there at the end of last episode?
Yeah, so I was thinking not the massive damage, but the if you get hit while you're unconscious and it does more than half, you actually lose an additional resolve. So that's how you can lose like more than one resolve point around while you're lying there. Like if people beat the shit out of you while you're unconscious on the ground. So he still definitely did that.
Yeah. So just real quick recap. They're fighting these bugs, trying to save a family, and then hops out of the driver's seat, leaves Natasi to fend off the dredger that was coming in through the other side, and makes a little loop around, and does put some protection up against Sigurd as he casts Overheat, and fries the two remaining bugs that were left on the battlefield, but also fried Tex. Now, we thought Tex was dead. He's not dead, but he's lost 2 resolve points. I think there's probably going to be some fallout from that. But before we get to that, Griff?
Speaking of fallout, I think the most the person I'm most worried about, Emily, what are you drinking?
I was too shocked to finish my drink. I'm still drinking this goddamn Bonneville. It's still good, though. So there's that.
Well, speaking of someone that no one could call good based off of the flashback last time, Steve, what you drinking?
Hey, everybody. I'm Steve from the Hideous Laughter Podcast. I play Matumbe and Saw on that show and play a definitely evil cleric, I mean mystic, on this show. And tonight I am going to be drinking a Blood Orange Vive. Don't have a whole lot of that left, so soon I'll be getting back into that Rock Mill beer that I was drinking last time. It's pretty good.
Well, speaking of not having a lot left, Heath,
Bro,
very good.
Your health, very good. Your resolve, what you drinking?
I don't want to talk about it. That is my response.
Speaking of somebody who probably doesn't want to talk about it, Zach, what you drinking, buddy?
I am drinking a delicious Sweetwater Goin' Coastal Pineapple IPA tonight.
Oh, that one's good.
Why? Because you just went postal delicious on our buddy?
Well, I think speaking of somebody that's just going to coast for the beginning of this episode, Adam, what you drinking, dude?
I am all day, keeping that Founders All Day going. You know, just drinking my worries away.
Yeah. Speaking of someone who's also not very worried about the beginning of this, because just going to let shit happen. Hey, it's me. It's Griff. This time I've upgraded to a strawberry lemonade.
Oh.
By mixing a strawberry Crystal Light packet and a lemonade Crystal Light packet into my vodka and water.
So you got a little blood in your urine.
Gastromominist. Nailed it.
Oh boy. Well, this is going to go really good. So we're starting here immediately after said incident with the Overheat and Tex. So Vin is standing there, runes fading in the air as the smoldering remains of the two dredgers lie there. And Tex, who by all accounts thought was dead, yet you kind of see some slow breathing happening, even though he's unconscious. You can kind of see his chest rise and fall. Tell me, Yavari, what do you see?
So Yavari, you know, first off saw the fucking face hugger come and just like, you know, take Tex down. So she was freaking out over that. And then to see this fucking fireball essentially just kind of start scorching his unconscious body, she kind of blacks out for just a second. And she's gonna run over to him and just gonna kind of like step on these bugs, and it's just kind of like sort of go to touch his body, because she thinks he's dead. She absolutely thinks he's dead. And she's just gonna kind of look up at Natasi and fix him, and just gets very, very guttural. And you see her kind of like crouch down into this very primal stance, sort of like hovering over Tex's small body. And after she kind of like pleads to Natasi to just make him better, she's going to kind of like crank her head over her shoulder and just kind of stare daggers at Vin. And she says, "Why?"
So Van puts his hands up and says, "All right, easy there, love. Easy, easy. You're welcome. I saved your lives. He'll be fine."
You all notice Yavari's throat starts to glow. And she kind of like fully turns around, like her tail sort of like whipping up kind of behind her. And she says, "You like to make things burn, huh? All right." And she's going to use breath weapon on him.
Whoa. Can I sense that motive real quick?
Yeah. I mean, you can sense the motive. The action's happening pretty quickly, you know, but you can certainly sense the motive. Also, I'm going to give Natasi an opportunity to respond to her request to help him.
Yeah, awesome. 15 cents motive.
Okay.
Thanks, Adam. I was kind of just taking a backseat letting it happen. But yeah, if this were in a, like a sort of hypothetical turn order, Natasi's order of operations would be, and actually I was up next in turn order, would be to cast a stabilize, of course, and then make her way outside of the vehicle, looking down at P3 for a hot second and just say, "Curious." And then once that's happening, once Tex is stable, then I can move on to other sorts of healing. But
That's probably about all you need to do right now with your sense motive with a 15. I mean, I don't know, Yavari, are you trying to hide your intention here at all?
Oh no! So like this is full on like just beast mode. She's not trying to hide anything. This is just full primal rage.
So with a 15 on an unopposed check, you can certainly tell that she is literally opening her mouth right now to let loose her dragon breath on Vinny.
I mean, shit, if we're going turn order, I guess I can't do anything.
Are we going turn order, Adam?
Yeah, what are we doing
here? I mean, kind of, yeah, you know, in the sense that, I mean, here's what I'll do. Are you trying to stop her?
Yeah, I was going to pump.
Okay.
If this is like still tense, I'm going to pump all of my entropy into Betty to bull rush her out of the way so that this flame misses.
All right. So what I want you guys to do is each roll an initiative check.
I'm not going to. Can I roll one too?
No.
I'm just over here like, "Oh, guys, I didn't mean to be a problem."
I got a, I only got a 12.
You beat me. She's like, right. she's getting into her pouncy crouch, and so she doesn't have as
so
much.
So you can attempt the bull rush.
Okay, so.
You gotta beat her KAC plus 4, right?
Cause plus 4, and it's against EAC plus 4, because.
Oh, shit.
Vanguard, baby.
And so what's your EAC?
It's gonna be EAC is 11, so it's gonna be 15.
Gotta be 15.
He pumps all of the entropy that he had stored up into Betty, and you see Betty like shimmer like oil, and he sees you bring this flame into your throat, and he's like, "Let's not be hasty, all right?" And he uses all of his kind of prison guard training to basically bull rush you out of the way. I think that'll do it. That's 18 with the entropy points spent.
Yeah, okay, that's so it.
You push her out of the way, and her dragon breath coats the car that the family's in and burns them all alive in the car. Emily's face. I wish y'all could see Emily's face. No. That doesn't happen. You start catching all the bush that you're in right there. All the Bernie hair lights up on fire, but it does not feel the burn. Then.
I have a question. Woo! If okay. We're gonna be this about this, this is a 30-foot cone. How far does a bull rush push?
Well, it depends where you start your cone. Because it pushes you 5 feet away.
She's aiming it at Vin. You're behind her, so your bull rush...
Right, but with my sense motive, wherever she's pointing her head, I can misdirect her cone. Basically, where she is, she misses Vin when she's 5 feet off, no matter where she puts it.
Okay, so here's the problem with that, because to the left of Vin is the car... with mm-hmm. the family in it, and to the right of them is your truck with Natasi in it.
Right, it's going straight up, I'm assuming, somewhere.
I mean, I have it hidden, sorry.
Burn yeah, I mean, she's family. Like
aiming right at him, essentially. So
right, so yeah, if like, I push you 5 feet the other way, it's still going to go up, but it's going to miss him and the truck. It's going to be a 30-foot cone past him.
It's going to hit the car.
No, it won't. Yeah. No,
pushing him forward. I see what you're forward. Saying. I got you.
It's going
got
diagonally you. Right.
Yeah. Like almost pushing him, pushing her into Vin.
But if yeah, you push exactly. her just 5 feet forward, that'll just hit Vin full blast.
Right, but I can get her diagonally because of where I am.
See? There, so, diagonally.
So she's right here. You're going to push her 5 feet diagonally, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. To right here.
And then where she would have started it, which is right in front of Vin, is now right to the side of Vin. And the cone takes off from that corner. So it goes here.
Okay.
It would go.
And then feels that heat, though. I mean, that's like, he's like, whoa.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make Vin roll a reflex save. You're going to either take half or quarter damage. You're not.
Well, he does that regardless. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Half or quarter.
No, half or quarter as opposed to full or half.
Gotcha.
Oh, okay. All right, I'm going to use my inspiration on this.
And the only reason I'm doing that, Griffin, is because you were directly behind her, so you didn't have a chance to angle yourself, like, in that line. You know what I mean? You had to, like, kind of push up and, like, basically, like, grapple her and pull her to the side, like, from a dead standstill. You know, and this is a large creature.
No, you bull rush net when you're just standing next to somebody. That's how it works.
Oh, I thought you was part
you
of the charge.
You don't have to charge with it. No,
yeah, that's charge, yeah.
But also, like, if this were true turn order, she could just change.
Yeah, she could just change her direction.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to avoid PvP here, folks.
I like where you're headed.
If the Southern Top Flory crew wants to kill each other, then, you know, it can definitely be the Stephen Griff show.
I think we have a good thing going on here.
We got a good thing going, yeah. I think.
We're doing too good on our criticals. We're trying to just, you know, give ourselves a challenge all right. here.
I'm just trying to keep you all alive.
Yeah. And I'm using my inspiration to get an extra plus two. So it's plus five to the roll. Natural 12 for a 17.
Okay. So yeah.
DC 11, yeah. So you only take. What quarter? What's a quarter of five?
So
that'd be one point of damage. 1 point of damage. Yep.
He just feels that heat right on his face as he just moves out of the way. And
man, I wonder what that's like.
That's pretty good.
Wow. Okay.
Easy there, love. Easy, easy. Listen, everything's all right. I'm not trying to kill no one.
You already killed him.
He's going to be fine. The nurse is going to patch him right up. Everything's going to be gravy. And I want to roll a diplomacy check if I can.
Okay. All right.
I have a plus zero to it, but... Oh, 11.
All right. So that's an opposed sense motive or what?
I don't know. I just assume.
No, there's a DC, and right now she's at least hostile. Unfriendly, yeah. If not hostile. Yeah.
I'd say hostile, so 11's not going to get it.
Yeah.
And, so that your words fall on deaf ears. What?
In which case, he'll run behind the family in the car. He's like, hey, 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 hey.
If he runs away, she's going to attempt to swipe at him. I'm so y'all. I'm playing this like in you just assume she thinks you just soul killed bond. Her soul bonded partner to take care of some bugs.
All right, roll your attack of opportunity.
Do you really? Like, I mean, there's a dragon.
Yeah, swing at me then, ho. Let's go.
Oh, shit. Now you're dead.
I would like to use my inspiration.
What the fuck?
We're doing
what is happening here?
Fuck it, we're doing it live.
That's a bold strategy, Cotton.
That's a bold strategy, Cotton.
See if it pays off for it.
Okay, so that's 10 on the die for a plus 6, plus 2, so 18 to hit.
That hits.
Oh my god. This is ridiculous. Alright, so how much damage?
Let's see here. I gotta roll that one because it's weird.
Meanwhile, you know, Natasha, you at this point can heal Tex.
Yeah, what the actual way that I'm going to do this is because everybody, including myself, took a whole lot of damage. And this, if we were doing turn order, would have been before my buddy Vinny ran away. I am going to spend a resolve point to do a healing channel. Keep in mind, guys, if you are full of health, this will spill over into your stamina.
Yeah.
So this is actually, she would have dropped her axe. So this is an unarmed strike.
Okay.
So this
dragon can get unarmed weapons like this too, right? For their claw.
I don't think. Do they have a claw attack?
No, it's just non-lethal, and it's archaic. So.
Mm-hmm. Then you get a negative to it, right?
Damage.
Archaic means if you're wearing any armor, it's minus 5 to the damage.
If you're not wearing any armor.
If you're wearing armor and you get hit with an archaic attack, it does 5 less damage.
Okay.
Well, while you guys are trying to figure out exactly the best mechanical way to kill each other, I heal everybody for 7 points. And Tex may be coming around at this point with that with that extra healing. And Natasi just is standing over him. The red mist is kind of coalescing around her and dissipates into the wind, and she her big glowing one red eye is staring directly down at him, and she says, "Soldier, your soulmate is trying to kill Vin. I suggest you do something about it."
And kind of in a state of near-death confusion, he like sees her and is just babbling like kind of incoherently. He's like, "Oh, it was beautiful. I was in Laredo, I was in Del Rio, I was in El Paso, I was in Big Bend, I was looking across the Rio Grande at Chihuahua and Coahuila and Nuevo León."
All right, so while he's babbling, you get your attack of opportunity. What did you get?
All right, out of character, sorry. 1d3 minus 1 damage?
Mm-hmm. Is that minus 5.
So no damage.
Yeah, so minimum so one matter. Damage. There's always a minimum
so one.
One
damage. Okay, so one gotcha.
Damage. All right. Well, Van takes that on the chin as he's running. And when he gets safely behind the car, he's like, "All right, look, maybe I deserve that, okay? But it's not going to happen again. Please don't hurt me, big scary dragon lady. Please."
You're fine.
And she just kind of like all fours like runs over to Tex and just like it's hovering over him like, "Oh my god, you're alive. Oh,
it was beautiful. I was in Laredo, I was in Del Rio, I was in Big Bend, I was in El Paso, I was looking across the Rio Grande into Chihuahua and Coahuila
Ivari, I apologize. I can heal his body, but I can't piece together his shattered mind."
"No, he's fine. This is normal." And she like drops all of her tension and just kind of looks over at Natasi and she's like, "Thank you. I owe you a debt." And she just kind of like sinks down into a crouch and just sort of looks at Tex, just sort of stares at him, like just making sure that he's actually alive.
As soon as as Vin can see Ivari relax a little bit, he immediately relaxes.
At this point, Sig's made his way over to P3.
Oh,
and you see his visor open in a single tear.
I know I said I wasn't going to get attached, but God damn it. That was the bravest thing I ever saw.
That's the least necessary character moment of all time.
Someone's got to cut this tension.
Oh my God.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have gone off the rails. Okay. All right. So Tex is alive.
Yeah. And I reach up and pat Yavari on the face too. And I'm like, it's okay. It's all right. It's all right. And it's like mustaches burn off.
So at this point, the family exits the vehicle.
Look at them. This ain't about just them, like, okay? This
is they're just like, having a moment.
Their hands are just like raised, like, is everything okay? Says the man.
So Vin's closest to him. He says, "Shit, lad, your guess is as good as mine. I think so. I think it's all right."
Thank you for saving our lives. Those things were gonna eat me and my family. And you see that, you know, his wife is like kind of up against him, and his little daughter, about 5 years old, is just like gripping onto his leg, like hiding behind his leg, gripping as tight as she can.
Tex pops up and is like, "What the fuck just happened?"
The wife says, "Earmuffs."
Like, that's your problem.
Probably gonna want to cover her eyes too.
Yeah,
mom. And she does. She does. Like, I mean, she's just in shock. You know, she's just kind of like reverting to habits. You know, and. He says, my name is Muriel. This is Katra, and this here is my daughter, Zebeka. I thought we were dead. I thought we were bug food. I think you saved us. Are we safe?
Tex confidently walks up, burnt as shit, mustache gone, black everywhere. Settles his hat and is like, "Hey, what's up? I'm Tex. It's nice to meet you. I'm glad you're saved. Think I was dead till just a second ago."
The little girl looks at you and then like looks up at her dad and says, "That man smells crispy."
Well, that's probably a reason for that, which I would like an explanation for. What the fuck happened? I'm sorry, earmuffs. What happened to me?
That man over there who just opened, like helped us out of our car, he did some weird things with his hands and made some weird symbols in the air, and you like caught on fire, and then that.
And the bugs caught on fire as well. Let's not forget that.
Yeah, but then the dragon lady tried to blow fire on you, sir.
Yeah, kudos.
Tit for tat, I say. All is forgiven.
Yeah, so again, confidently charge around the car up to Vinny, and I'm like trying to poke him in the chest, but probably getting the belly button, you know. I'm like, "You did this to me? You done burnt my hide off?"
"Yeah, man, but you'll be fine. Look at you. You're walking around, you're talking, you're all right."
Look, I won't lie to you. I feel alive like I've never felt in my life before. All right, I just want to know, I get it. He was trying to kill the bugs. Look, and he puts his hand out. He's like, "Are we friends?"
"Oh, of course, mate." And he just, right, enthusiastically shakes your hand.
And he, like, grips it even harder and looks you right in the eyes. He's like, "Because if I didn't think we were friends, I don't think I could bear it."
Sure thing, Holiday, whatever you say.
While you guys are having this little conversation, the family starts to kind of, like, sidestep over to the nurse, because that's probably who they'd feel the safest with. Unfortunately for them, I think, but
big fucking nonetheless, mistake.
They're like, and Muriel says to you, "Do you mind do you mind taking a look at my daughter? She's got a couple scratches. Can you tape her up? And I think we're okay. And roll a perception, actually a medicine check.
All right. This one requires medical assistance. All right, medicine is going to go to a 14.
Okay.
Not quite.
Yeah, roll a perception, I guess, on top of that.
All right. A 19.
Okay. So you're with that medicine check, you're really focused on the little girl who's obviously has some cuts on her face and stuff like that. And as you're addressing them, your eyes kind of drift kind of over her head.
Eye, but yes.
Your eye kind of drifts over her head. And you see her father behind her, and his like abdomen shirt is like soaked in blood.
Excuse me, what was your name? Husband.
We prefer partner, but my name is Muriel.
Husband.
You can just call me Muriel. You can call me Mir.
Mir. It appears that it is not your daughter. Big question mark behind that. That requires medical assistance as much as
we prefer
you.
The term offspring.
Jesus Christ. For the love of Triune, I don't care about your domestic situation. It doesn't appear that your offspring needs as much medical attention as you do. It would be best if I direct my attention towards you. What sort of injury do you have? Please allow me to examine you.
And he like kind of looks down, and it's almost like he's seeing it for the first time. It's like one of those wounds where he was so worried about his family, he didn't even know he had taken. He looks down and he puts his hand on his abdomen, he pulls it back, and his hand is just soaked with blood. And he pulls up his shirt, and you just see this wide gash, like right from the back, from his back all the way across his side, kind of right up under his rib. And he's like, oh my God, yes. And he just collapses in front of you.
All right, Natasi goes into trauma mode again if she needs to. Well, I think she'll just spam a stabilize just in case, because it's cantrip anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So if he's bleeding out or anything like that, stable. And when he's stabilized and not clearly dying anymore, she'll look to the rest of the party. Because Tex was gonna, you know, be on death's door anyway, I guess I should probably pump another heal. Would everyone...
You might want to wait till they get closer to you, because they're on the other side of the car.
That's what I was just about to start, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Would everyone who needs medical attention please come over here?
Vinny rubs his cheek as he's at Sword and Tossy.
I'm still angrily shaking your hand.
The whole time, like, as Tex is walking to the family and walks over to talk to Vin, like, Yvari's just, like, right on him, has been, like, weirdly following him the whole time. And she kind of looks at Tex and, like, let's go back. Yeah. Nurse lady.
He comes up and just, like, puts a hand around her calf, you know?
Natasi looks from Tex to Yvari to Vin and says, this healing is not infinite. This comes from the divine, whose power is immeasurable. However, I can only channel so much of it. Please don't waste my talents. And she's going to channel. Sweet. 9 points of damage. Of course, it spills over into stamina if it needs to.
Nice.
Oh, that's
nice.
So sexy.
So, Nurse Natasi kind of drops a little channel on everybody. And I guess, I mean, am I right in saying for the time being, there's at least been peace made in the party? Here we are pretty early in this adventure, and we've got some major tension in the party, but are we cool now?
I feel like...
For now?
I feel like, at least on our end, we're still cool, because Tex is constantly, like, he's got an arm around Yvari's... like calf muscle, and he's patting her constantly, like, it's cool, don't whip his ass.
And so you got this family, and so with your channel, Natasi, you also do stabilize and kind of seal up the wound that he had, and he kind of comes to, and he's like, oh, thank
Thank you. We were trying to make it to Rayo City, but well, we got stuck here. We got trapped. I thought we were dead for sure. I can't believe you came when you did.
Does that
thank you.
You're welcome. Does that car of yours still work?
It would need some help. The tires are shredded.
How's our party doing on engineering ranks?
Just me, I think.
I have like one.
I have eight. I have plus eight.
I've never even heard of engineering.
Well, I think this is one of some of those stragglers that we pick up along the way situation, right?
I'm just saying, if we can get a car.
I mean, you're at a service station, right?
Yeah.
As well. So this is like a fuel station slash like kind of auto. It would just take about an hour of your time to change the wheels. Oh. So what you got to decide is whether or not you want to send them off on their own or keep them with you.
We're not going to send them off on their own. We just, what, right? Right, guys?
I mean, look what happened to P3 when he came with us, right?
Yeah. You might want to tell him about the dangers of riding the bus.
I mean, they're in the dangers no matter what happens. This planet is taking over.
They're heading in the wrong direction, right?
No, they're heading in the right direction. Y'all are heading away from the evacuation zone.
We'll see.
To go. Right, like you're heading, like the evacuation zone is Rayo City, which is where you left the SDF to go get this priest. So you guys are actually heading further and further away. They're heading towards. So it's, do you hope that they can get there earlier and get there? You guys may not be successful in your trip, you know what I mean? Or you take them with you for safety in numbers. It's kind of a
tough
decision.
Like, party shit aside, like, this is baggage.
Yeah.
It just is. It's baggage. They're going to get killed just so Adam can torture us. Like, that's going to happen.
He wouldn't do that.
They're either going to die in combat we're in, or we're going to come back and we're going to see their car on the side of the road, blood splattered.
But maybe they've got a chance that way. Maybe he has to roll die for that.
So, look, Vinny will take the father or partner aside and say, look here, mate.
Oh, I'm all right with father. That's fine.
Okay.
I just don't like being called husband. Fair.
Sure. Listen, mate, you may not want to ride with us, though. We're heading into some dicey territory, and we've got a little bit of a loose cannon on the truck with us.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, no, I would much rather just drive my family to Rayos. I know I can get us there. We have a full tank of gas, so we won't have to stop again, so I can just floor it and get there.
So we just got to fix up their cars, what it comes down to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which I wouldn't mind a rest. I don't have any spell slots.
So, interestingly enough, Yubari has engineering, so she can assist Vin.
So it doesn't even require a check. Have to be trained in engineering to... It's changing a tire. It's like literally just changing tires. And you have all the tools you need there at this fueling station.
All right. So, yeah. Yavari will first pick up Tex and put him in the truck. I'm like, stay here.
I'm not a goddamn puppy.
And she'll go and start helping to fix the tires, change the tires.
Vin will constantly be like checking to make sure she's not like gonna attack him while it's going on.
She's just on. He's just on edge the whole time.
But when he finishes up though, Vin will walk over to Sigurd and be like, hey there, mate. I saw what you did for me. Just want you to know I appreciate you.
Yeah, you owe me a drink later or something.
Yeah, I owe you 10, man.
One for every damage you would have taken, I guess.
Fair enough.
But yeah, don't mention it. I mean, tensions are a little high. Thanks for, I guess, excluding me from that attack. Probably wasn't the right tactical decision. I would have had him, but
look,
you fried him all the same.
He leans in and says, I thought he was already dead. and just leans back out, you know?
Hey, man, I'm like right fucking here.
No, you're not. No, you're not. No, you're not.
You're in the truck.
It's still like 10 feet away. Like,
yeah,
so yeah, but I'm whispering. Like, I'm not.
Yeah. So you guys are able to change the tire. And the Newlesses, that's their last name, Newless. They thank you very, very profusely. And they actually, he's like, this is all we have. I'm sorry, I can't give you more. But he gives you 4 high capacity batteries.
Oh, hey, I'll take those.
And then you see the daughter kind of, for the first time, break away from her father. And she, like, kind of, you see her kind of put a brave face on, and she walks up to the edge of the truck, and she says, Mr. Crispy?
hey there, darling. What's up?
Here, you can have this. I found it in the store when we first got here. Take it. She gives you a zip stick and a roll of ion tape.
Oh, nice. What the fuck? She's, like, on the side of the truck, I'm guessing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He like hops down. He's as small as she is, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
And he kind of wipes a little soot from his face. He's like, I really appreciate that. I'm, as you can tell, having kind of a rough day. So.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Well, you know, I hope you guys make it. I hope you get to where you're going. You don't want to come with us. We're just going to bring trouble. But you're a good one. And he gives her a hug, man.
She's kind of like,
okay. He needs a fucking hug. Let me have. I know,
like, she does. Yeah, like she hugs, but it's a little like, yeah. A little creeped out.
Like, I get it. I'm all burnt up. Yeah.
Yeah. And they get in their car, I guess, and they head out. They leave.
Leg it.
Oh, I was gonna ask what her name was.
Zebeka was her name.
Zebeka. We'll see Zebeka. You. We'll see you, Zebeka.
Well, you don't have to worry about P3. So it's back down to you guys as a party. I mean...
Wait, I'd like to say during the hour of fixing the car, I definitely buried P3.
And wept.
Bless up.
Respect.
And on his tomb, I wrote P3, not Peter.
P3. His name was Pete.
His name was P3.
P3.
Remember him.
F's
his
in the
name
chat.
Was Robert Paulson.
His name was Peter the Pussy the Prisoner.
He almost served his time.
No. I changed pussy to me being proud of him.
Oh. Yeah.
How did this get so sappy after being so tense?
I wasn't part of that tension.
Yeah, I think that tension kind of exploded and was put out, and now everybody's just kind of like, oh god, all right.
It's like the cuddles after the orgasm.
Yeah, obviously.
What?
Something like that. So, yeah. So you guys are done at the station. You still have another like 30 or 40 miles to go.
Everybody back in the truck then?
Yeah, and you know that the evacuation is happening soon. There's really no moment to spare at this point. What do you want to do?
Get in the truck and drive off.
Back in the truck, yeah. Yep. When we head out, you know, Yavari wants to, like, gun at the ready, standing, like, kind of propped up on the cab of the truck, and just like head on a swivel watching, like wants to try and catch anything that she can as far in advance as she can.
Alright, who's driving?
Vin.
Yeah, okay. Vin wants to have some space between him and Yavari, just to be safe.
Oh boy, if we're going back to the original configuration, it's Vin in the pilot seat, Natasi in the passenger seat, and it's just dead fucking quiet.
Yeah, it's total
like Sig's out there with Yavari, like, so you did some shit. Sorry, I pushed you.
It's okay. You were just trying to keep everything calm. I'm supposed to do breathing exercises. That wasn't the kind of breathing I'm supposed to do.
You remember? It's he, ha, he, he, ha. It's not blow out the flame. Blow out the flame.
No, that's not the right one. You're right. I'm sorry, Tex.
Yep. Love you.
After a few minutes of silence, Vin will cut the silence in the cab
with a fart.
Tossie. No, and just be like,
cut the cheese in the cab.
That was kind of fun.
I bet it was.
Vin, I really thought you had him there for a second.
Well, it all worked out in the end. Mm. And just keeps on driving.
Can you put on some Credence or something?
Yeah. We'll put on the Credence for sure.
A cassette falls out of another dimension.
I make a cassette fall from another dimension.
Yeah. Put this on.
You summon my uncle's mixtape.
It's all the best Credence hits.
Yeah, this is my Credence mix from when I'm feeling real solid. So the highway here, you know, it runs along a frozen river. And you see a large industrial site, its metallic smokestacks stretching into the sky. It's built on the far bank behind a stretch of chain-link fence. Signs on the fence mark this as the Greater Sator Waterworks. Up ahead, a small bridge branches from the highway and crosses the river at a gate in the fence. A small guard building stands in front of the gate. The ice and snow lay heavy on the ground next to the road.
Can I roll a perception or anything as we're pulling up? See if I can spot any, maybe like people behind anything or, you know.
Let me get a perception.
If I'm riding shoddy, I'll probably roll that too.
And I must mention that you have to make this turn off to get to the route that goes to Lin Mari, which is the city at the base of the mountains you're trying to get to then climb the mountain to get to the temple.
So that's the natural 16 plus 3, 19.
Okay, what about you, Tossie?
Totaling up to a 15.
Okay. You don't see a whole lot at first, and then all of a sudden, a laser just blasts from behind the guard building, and I need you to roll a piloting check.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. I got a plus 7. Oh, that's not good. 14 total.
Okay, so this laser takes you by surprise, and you whip the wheel a little overcorrected a little too much to avoid the laser. You do avoid the laser, but you kind of plow the truck into the snowbank.
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh.
Should have put some damn chains on this thing.
God damn it.
So you kind of like swerve and the ice kind of gets you and you overcorrect and it piles into the snowbank. But you do know that there's some laser blast coming from behind the building that you were in. And then, and that's kind of what you know, like everybody kind of in the back. It's just like kind of shaking up a little bit. Nobody falls out of the truck. Everybody's able to hold on, but your truck is kind of buried in the snow, and there was this random laser blast. What do you do?
Where are we in relation to the prison? Have we moved well past it?
You're pretty
that?
Far past it. Okay. Yeah.
Does the laser blasting continue? Like, was it just one we banked into the snowdrift and then it stopped?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Something's shooting at us, folks.
Yep, you're right.
Everybody out the truck. It's not going anywhere.
Very observant man, I have to say. You notice all the elements of the battlefield around you.
All the things. Yavari will yell out and be like, who's there?
So
since it was just one, seems like a warning shot to her.
So as you do that, you see a male Lashunta kind of come around the corner of this building. Here's what you see. Let me show you what you see here. This male Lashunta wearing an SDF uniform emerges from the guard building. His eyes are wild, his hair disheveled, and he is waving his laser pistol over his head. You there? What are you standing around for? Help me! Kill them! They're everywhere! We're being overrun here! We gotta push them back! We gotta push them back! And he starts firing his pistol erratically. Everybody roll initiative.
Oh, goddamn. I was gonna yell out at him and try to charisma his ass.
Well, you can do that in initiative order. Alright, what do we get? Vin, we'll start with you.
22.
Okay. Cora?
I'm at a 10.
Ooh. All right, Yavari.
Yeah, Yavari's also at a 10.
No, she's okay. Not.
What's she at, Tex?
She's at 15.
Yeah, yeah.
15. So that puts you at a 15. Sigurd, what about you?
17.
All right, so Vin, you actually get the jump here on this. What do you do? So he is an SDF color.
Can I use a free action?
Yes.
Hey, chill out. Let's try talking down. He's one of us. Obviously confused, but one of us.
All right. Is he within 25? Is he within 30 feet of me? Yeah, he is. I'm pretty sure that Vin is in range in the truck to reach out his hand across Natasi and to cast a daze on the soldier. So okay. That's a DC 14 will save.
All right. Ooh, I think you might have it there with a 6.
Oh, nice. Yeah, he's dazed for a round.
He's dazed, okay.
All right, everybody get him. Calm him down. He ain't going nowhere for 6 whole seconds.
Y'all just let me talk. Right. Let me talk to him.
Sigurd, you're up.
All right. Sig hops over with his jump jets.
Okay.
And he pulls out the restraints we were using for P3. But that's all he could do.
Okay.
So a move and a move action.
All right. Tex.
Okay. So, okay. With Dave, like, is he still capable of, like, understanding a conversation being had at him?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, cool. So, yeah. That's actually perfect. I jump down off the truck, walk up to him. I can kind of see him around Sigurd because I'm little, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, hey man, look, I know we cuffed you up, but you're SDF, god damn it, SDF member, and we are too. We're here to help, all right? So if you'll stop firing that sidearm off willy-nilly, we'd love to help you out, all right?
All right, roll a diplomacy.
All right. That is a 19.
All right. He kind of looks at you for a second and, like, he blinks. And you think for a moment that there's some clarity there. And then he, like, his eyes kind of, you know, he, like, puts his gun down for a second. And then he's, like, looking at you. And then his eyes drift behind you. And he's like, no, no, they're there behind you. They're coming. They're coming. Yavari, you're up. That is one successful diplomacy check, though.
Okay.
For what it's worth.
So, Yavari sees Tex trying to talk him down, but also sees this dude acting crazy. She's going to try... What's the height of the... Like, it's a tall building?
Yeah, I mean, you can't really see him from where you're at.
She's just going to kind of pop down and run behind Tex and Sigurd.
Okay.
I know, flavor-wise, her thought is if something goes down, she wants to try and, like, throw a wing around Tex. But she doesn't actually... do you have to have a rank in diplomacy to try?
I do not think so.
I mean, it's showing up on my skills list. So then,
yeah, you can do it.
She's gonna try.
Can I aid, please?
No, you can't because you have to do that on your turn when you're in turn order.
Okay. All right. So
you can attempt to aid Tex on his next one, if that's what you'd rather do.
I mean, she got a 16, so I'm going to say she's just trying to.
Right, so what do you say to him?
She kind of hustles over and she's like, calm yourself. If friends were one of you, just take a deep breath. Like that.
And he looks at you and he kind of looks at all of you and he like blinks his eyes again and he sees that you're all have like SDF badges on, at least, you know. He just kind of like limply drops his arm that has the gun in it and he says, I don't know what's happening to me. Oh god. What? Please help me.
It's all right, good buddy. We're gonna help you out.
And we're out of combat here.
Oh, yeah. Sweet.
So I kind of approach him, put a hand on his arm, take the pistol or rifle, right?
Yeah,
like, kick it away.
Yeah, casually kick it behind me to Yavari. it's like, look. So what? Look, what's going on here? All right, I get you frazzled. You freaked out. I am too. I just like almost died a minute ago.
He pulls himself together a little bit. He says, "I'm so sorry. I thought. Oh, my mind. These damn Lashunta receptors.
Adam
has been." Yeah,
I would like to, because I did not get to act in initiative anyway. I would like to detect affliction, see if he's been poisoned, diseased, cursed, or suffering a similar affliction.
On go brand.
Ahead. Yeah, while all this like lubby dubby, oh, I hope you're okay stuff is going on, I'm gonna see what the fuck's happening.
There you go.
All right. So, is there like a roll for it? Or
there's spell resistance and no saving throw. So that would only tell me if he is any of those things. If he is, then I can roll a check to further find out exactly what's affecting him.
So he's not afflicted, right? He's not cursed, diseased, poisoned, or anything. And he goes on to tell you, he's just like, the closer I've got. Let me start over. My name is Susrith, and I was part of the 2nd Battalion, and if you remember, that's who you guys were trying to find, right? The missing battalion that went to go get and so he's like, I was part of the 2nd Battalion, and I don't know, The closer we got to the mountains, the more my receptors started to react, and I just saw swarms, the swarm everywhere. I couldn't not see it. It was as if they were in my mind, making me see everything. My squad, they left me. They must have thought that I had defected or gone mad.
It's all right. I get it. It's like you had a panic attack on steroids. I get it. That's war, my friend. But look, the news I've got for you is that we came here looking for you.
It's just the words. I heard them over and over in my head. Hylax will know. Hylax will know. It's too much. I shouldn't have come here. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. And I like turn to Yavari and Sigurd probably and like, y'all hear that shit? With my eyes.
The priest that we're trying to find, he's a priest of Hylax, correct?
Mm-hmm. And you guys remember from your culture checks that Hylax is a peaceful god.
Yeah.
But something is triggering his psychic receptors, you know.
Well, is there anything we can do about psychic receptors?
Not that I know of. I just need to leave here. I'm
Well, look.
I'm too weak to be a soldier here.
Look, the fact is...
They found my weakness. Look,
except for one or two of us, we're all too weak to be here, all right? This is not an ideal situation, and we get it, but if you go out there in the wild by yourself, you'll be dead in no time. Come with us. We're going to sort this out. We came looking for you and your crew. Where are you guys posted up? I know you're not all out here just shooting guns originally. Is there anywhere that y'all were bunkered up that you can take us?
No, I don't know where they went. They left me when I started having my visions. I can only assume that they continued on to the temple. I couldn't get any closer. I had to leave.
So we're understanding, sorry, Emily's having a brain fart, that this cat basically can't go any closer to our target.
Is that... He's just saying that he was left because of his reactions. He certainly doesn't want to be left alone. And he says as much. He's like, I can't be trusted. I might kill somebody accidentally thinking that they're the swarm. There's something in my mind. They're in my mind. Look, the swarm is in my mind.
Calm down. Fine. You ain't got no gun. Notice, I kicked it away. And you are bound up, my man. It's going to be real hard for you to kill anybody.
Okay. Thank you. Just please get me to the evacuation zone. I won't be any trouble. Just make sure that I'm bound. I can't go by myself. And I... Where are you going?
Not the evacuation zone. I'm not going to lie to you.
Not yet, anyways. We've got to go. We got to go get the priest.
Oh, God. I can't go with you to the temple. Take me to Lin Mari and leave me there and then pick me up on the way back, please. Wait, I can't go to the temple.
That?
I can't.
Where's Lin Mari?
That's the city that you're trying to go to. Oh. That's at the base of the mountain.
Well, yeah. Well, how the hell do we get to Lin Mari?
We know.
It's only about 10 miles north of here.
All right. Well, look. Chill out. Come with us. We'll drop you off.
Natasi, do you have maybe some kind of sedative or something, maybe?
Or even like tinfoil. You could probably make a hat out of that. Maybe stop some of the weird shit he's experiencing.
I'd prefer the sedative.
If my charge is suffering from some sort of affliction, I could remove the affliction temporarily, although it would set right back in. Unfortunately, the medical equipment I have on me right now does not have a sedative. Unless my GM rules that the basic med kit has a sedative in it.
I would...
It has spray antiseptic bandages and handheld instruments designed to examine, explore, and treat common ailments.
He looks at Ivari, and he like kind of reaches into like a little fanny pack side satchel that he has, and he pulls out. He's like, "Here, take these first." And he presents to you a dermal stapler, a med kit, two med patches, and a serum of healing.
Sweet.
As well as a recovery aegis. It's a pendant that's shaped like the holy symbol of Sarenrae with a red jewel in the center. And I will put this in the chat for you guys.
What?
Random.
It says, take these for me, please, because what I ask of you next, you... Dragonkin, I need you to knock me out.
Okay, and she does immediately.
Let's explain first.
Nope, done with. Blah.
No, I'm kidding. No. She kind of looks at him, like, gives him a little cockeyed look, and then looks at Tex, like,
I mean, you think that's the best idea, Buckaroo?
You have to.
All right, hit him.
I'm sorry, I'm trying to think. Is there anything else that we want to try and... How close did... Yeah. Well, before out, how close did you get to... Is this as far as you made it before the rest left you?
No, we had made it
to the base of the mountain before I turned and ran.
Anything else we need to know before you go to bed?
If any of you have any psychic abilities, be careful. It's too strong.
Alright, well, peace be the journey.
Please, Papa's ass. Put me to sleep.
Papa's ass.
She just cuffs him.
Okay, yeah, I don't want to make you roll. You hit him enough times to knock him cold.
We'll
yeah.
get there.
It's like kind of brutal.
Yeah. I mean, it's like the first hit doesn't take. He's like, oh, again, please. Again.
Another.
Yeah. Please, may I have another? Yeah, and so you knock him out. Daddy. And he looks, I mean, for whatever it's worth, he once you knock him out, there seems to be like an expression of peace falls on his face as he's like had the first non-disruptive mental state that he's had in quite some time. And I imagine you just throw him in the back of the truck. But you're delayed yet another hour as you dig out your truck.
Great.
I mean, really, an hour? Get a fucking dragon. I'm just like...
I mean, dude, by the time we get there, we're going to have so many hours, it could have been a fucking long rest, and I wouldn't be out of spell slots.
Yeah, I mean, too bad we didn't waste, our fire breath and overheat on our own party. Oh, maybe no. We could have melted the snow and got the truck out. That.
And Natasi's spell slots to get us back up.
Yep. Yeah. Don't forget about that.
It was good radio, I gotta say.
For what it's worth, I did get my breath weapon back.
Is it a 10-minute cooldown thing?
It is 10-minute rest to recover stamina.
But you have you taken a 10-minute rest?
We've been driving for how long?
No. That's not how it works. There's not an assumed 10-minute rest ever.
No, but we stopped at the service station and helped them for 10 minutes. At least.
Yeah, you helped them. That's not...
I misread that. I'm sorry. I was just looking
now,
at the short
thing. If you'd
thing.
Like to take a 10-minute rest before you leave from here, you're more than welcome to do so.
I mean...
But you have to spend a resolve point to get that stone.
I mean, that
back.
Does fuck all for me, so whatever you want to do.
I'm good.
No, I read the short text, and it just says, one until you regain stamina points. And I was like, oh, I got stamina from that heal. But that's not the actual text, so. Right. I do not have my breath weapon back. Thanks.
Okay.
Oh, thank God.
Well, you managed to get the truck unburied from the snowbank. Okay. Guys, line back up. Get in the truck. And it's the sun is not setting yet, but it's definitely on its lower arc, kind of approaching sunset. And you drive for, another 20 minutes or so. And as the sun is starting to, like, kiss the horizon, you see nestled in the foothills of the Jerdos Mountains, the small town of Linmari. It consists of a few dozen buildings constructed adjacent to some sort of headquarters of some sort. As you approach the outskirts of the town, you hear yet another single laser blast. And you can kind of see that this laser shot directly up into the air. Like, kind of straight up into the air.
Okay, like a flare.
Or a riot control shot.
Yes, something like that. And as you get closer to the sound of the disturbance, as you kind of get into Linmari proper, you see that there are a handful of townsfolk gathered in front of this boxy building, this headquarters of sort, that looks like a modest food processing plant. A sign above a pair of metal doors reads, Long Ship Agricultural Alliance. The crowd seems upset, their anger and confusion directed toward a human woman in a business suit standing in front of the doors, flanked by two security officers wielding laser rifles. She raises her hands in attempt to quiet the townsfolk. Friends, please, I hear and understand your concerns, and so does Longship. Rest assured, we are here to help.
corporate has authorized a private evacuation for the citizens of Linmare. The ships will be arriving shortly. Please, return to your homes. And a man steps forward from the crowd.
Private evacuation? The regional governor has told us everyone that we have to get to Rayo City. Why won't you let us leave?
The woman smiles thinly. Mr. Gorse, the roads between here and Rayos are very dangerous. Longship is merely looking out for your safety. Now, please disperse. And she looks to each of the security guards on her side and says, I won't ask you a second time. And about this time, your car kind of pulls up and Vin kind of pulls it to a stop as you're right here.
Howdy there, folks!
Who wants ice cream?
Hey, I see, looks like there's an impending riot going on. I'm just saying.
Do we really need to get involved?
If well, we I ain't got to. A riot shield for nothing.
That's true.
That's a fair point.
I'm just going to let y'all know right here up front, if it comes down to it, I do not support corporations.
I tend to think we got to get back. There's no way we're going to bring all these people back with us. So They better cross their fingers. There's a private evac.
Yeah, well, we could just keep going. We could just move on.
We could just not get involved at all.
How you feeling?
No one appears to be injured.
Our secondary objective was to provide safe passage for people to get back. However, our primary objective was to find this Zelenin and facilitate his return and transmission of information about the swarm to our Commander Najiri.
Thank you.
I suggest that we move past this group of people unless we believe that they can help us in that primary objective. Then we can help them.
You're so goddamn smart.
Yeah, I like where head's at.
If there...
I say we just keep on driving.
Yvari kind of looks all around and kind of like looks down at Tex and...
Okay. Well, we can keep pushing through, but when we come back, if they're still having trouble, maybe we can help then, yeah?
Yeah, I'm completely on board with that.
As you guys are talking, roll a perception check.
I feel like we're selling our soul to some degree right here, but...
18.
Ain't we always?
Yep. Only an 11 for old Sig. Yeah.
16.
Your girl, Natasi's hitting the 22.
You showed me up. I got the 21.
Okay, well, both Natasi and Tex notice that as you're trying to creep by, I mean, you can't really stealth with a giant truck. And a couple people turn around and see the SDF logo.
Oh, Adam, I forgot to mention, but I token spelled off the SDF logo.
I already established, I drew Dale Earnhardt number 3 over it.
No, but see the SDF logo, and a couple people detach from the crowd and like run up to the driver's window and the passenger side, and they say, hey, take us with you. These people aren't right. They're lying to us. I know they are. That all these people are going to die. Something's wrong. Something is wrong here. Please, take us with you. I got like a family of 5. Come on.
Look. We want to help you as much as we can. The best way we can help you right now is by moving through and getting to our primary objective. Because until we do that, we can't help anybody get the fuck out of here.
We're going in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
But they have all the fuel in there. We don't even need you to take us. They won't give us the fuel for our own cars. If you leave us here, we're dead. They're going to come get us.
We're not leaving you. We're going.
You are. This lady is hiding our fuel. It's our fuel, and she put it all in this fucking building and told us that we can't have it because it's needed for this private evacuation. When has this corporation ever done anything
okay.
for us?
Okay, I take the bait because I'm stupid and charismatic, and turn to Yvari and like, all right, we doing this or not? We've been held up 19 fucking times from Sunday. We gonna hold up again? If so, let's jump into this. Crush this corporate bitch. Otherwise, let's go.
And Yvari just kind of like takes that as incentive, and she's gonna hop out of the truck.
God damn it.
Vin puts the truck in park. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I literally...
As you get out, the townsfolk kind of takes a look at you guys, and they're like, oh, hell, y'all are kind of beat up. Shit.
Yeah, no shit. You want to go drive through that?
Well, I mean, listen, there's something funny going on with Miss Cooper. She used to be real nice, and then something's weird going on. I don't understand it. Look, I see that you're beat up. If you don't want to get involved, that's fine. I just need you to take me and my family with me, but you could stay the night at my place. Because you look pretty rough. But seriously, this lady's doing something fucked up to my townsfolk here. This is our fuel. Like, they don't own the fuel. That company doesn't own the fuel. They're an agricultural company. They own our feed, which we don't need because we're getting the fuck off this planet and they won't fucking let us leave.
All right. Cool your jets, all right? And I turn to Sigurd and Yvari particularly. And I'm like, all right, we know... what this situation is, but we need a fucking rest as a party. And I say that because I'm begging you, I need rest.
This is the woman who is talking to, by the way.
Okay, oh, so she's definitely human. I was worried she was like a Lashunta too, and
we're gonna get there. We need a night.
And so you guys stop then, I guess, right?
I don't. Yeah, I guess I don't like the way you said that.
Goodness, Eva, guys.
So just remember who all voted for what.
Look, so question: we are moving in the opposite direction of where this person wants to go. They not understand that.
They do. They want their gas so they can leave on their
own. We're going to go stay the night at their house, get a rest, and then go talk to this corporate chick and, you know, do what we got to do to liberate the people to make their own decisions about how they want to get killed.
Okay.
Look, we're freedom fighters, all right? Obviously, so y'all always have been.
Totes. Y'all have made this stop, and this person talked to you. And he kind of points out where his house is. And then as he's doing that, he looks over his shoulder and he sees Miss Cooper approaching. And he kind of just like dips off into the crowd. And Miss Cooper appreciates. And she says, oh, the SDF. Well, if it isn't the second troop to come here promising evacuation, I thought that we were in conjunction with the SDF, that we would take care of getting these people to safety, soldiers. I do not understand why you are here, and I would appreciate it if you refrained from interfering.
I would appreciate if you would understand that we are SDF members, and we are in emergency protocol right now, so we can bypass this bullshit right now, because we got shit to do.
Sense motives?
Yeah, go ahead, roll sense motives.
Sorry, I had to say that.
Ooh, natural 14. That's, I don't have any bonuses, so 14.
7.
6.
Then from your girl.
Anybody else want to roll?
Yeah, I mean.
Natasi, in an uncharacteristic understanding of human behavior, rolled a 24.
You
God
did?
Damn.
Nice!
Nice!
I rolled a 7. I was really hoping it was you.
Okay, so everybody else, you got to feel. You start to question. I mean, you haven't been with the SDF long enough. Your immediate person of chain of command is dead, and you only know Jiri barely, so it's not like you guys are particularly privy to the SDF going on, like, you know what. And she says, like,
Longship Agriculture Alliance, we've been working very closely with the SDF, and we're doing our part to get everybody off. And all of you are kind of by it, you know, hook, line, and sinker. However, Natasi, with your kind of understanding of calculating speech, you can sense in her speech patterns that this is all very, very carefully scripted, and that there is something off and hiding, almost as if she's not speaking with actual human emotions. She seems way too calm about the situation. Everybody that you've interacted with up to this point is like in a frantic hurry to get the fuck off this planet. And here you have this woman who's still dressed in like pristine business clothes, trying to operate as if business is usual. And like, no worries, no worries. And you definitely feel that there's something off with her statements.
Yo, calling it right now, fucking Reptoid.
I mean, in a weird way, this totally makes sense. Like, you don't bullshit a bullshitter. Like,
right?
She's displaying the exact same emotional patterns that Natasi has been experiencing for the last few days. So she's going to say, Retta, or was it Rita?
It's Retta.
Retta, you seem to be holding a little something back. It seems
you
like
you can call me Mrs. Cooper.
Oh.
Well, then you can call me Dr. Natasi. It seems that you're holding a little something back from these people. And though I don't have much skin in the game, I believe some of my... She looks back to a large dragonkin, a red-ass orc who looks like he's going to explode at any given moment. A halfling that looks kind of like shit. And and this drow who looks like a total badass. Some of my associates might not take so kindly to you hoodwinking those people.
Intimidate, assist? Is that what we're doing?
I was. Let me assist.
Yeah, I got ranks in that.
I mean, you can try. Yeah.
Who's doing right, what? That's who not are very we assisting?
Way to say that. Like, are we doing this or not?
So, well, all right. So let me explain my thought process. Well,
how about this? Let me respond to what you said.
Okay.
First, yeah. And then you can make a decision from there. So she just leans into you like her lips right against your cheek, like almost breathing into your ear, almost in a weirdly sensual way. She says, "Sometimes the public doesn't know what's best for them. I am a manager. I manage people. Please do not interfere with my plans. I will make sure that these people are taken care of." And she's going to try and turn heel and walk away with the two guards.
Oh.
Did she just dismiss us?
I will shoot this bitch. I don't give a fuck, dude.
You're almost dead.
I will shoot her.
Okay.
Well, let's not shoot anybody just yet. Let's figure out exactly how the best ways to handle this situation.
Oof. Okay, so she's like turning her back on y'all right now. So if anybody wants to do something immediate right here, now's the chance. Otherwise, she's just going to walk back into the building.
All right, so let me circle back to what I was saying earlier, because I'm not sure that what I was trying to do was set up and intimidate at all. I was trying to pass it to the rest of my folks who did not pick up the sense motive, where I was like, hey, you, something wrong is happening.
Yeah, I'll say, like, without a roll, all of the rest of your crew definitely picks up on your, you know, kind of feelings about her. You know, they're able to understand what you're trying to communicate.
Perfect. And so I'm you know, sort of passing that message, but I've made my, or at least my character has made my character's point pretty transparent, and Adam, she was saying a lot of things that resonated with Natasi's point of view, so at this point I'm not going to take any action. However, I've kicked it to the rest of my party who can if they would like to.
I mean, I'm a hothead, but I'm not a total idiot. But, like, I put my hand on the butt of my gun. I'm like, are we seriously about to let this bitch get away with that?
Vin will whip around in his chair to, you know, kind of to look at the whole group and say, y'all really want to fucking do this? We could just get the fuck out of here right now.
I don't like what...
This is not our problem.
It's not. I don't like what she's doing with this town.
Yeah, I don't either, mate, but shit.
Well, she's walking away now.
Extenuating circumstances, you know?
Yavari's gonna, like, bark and say, hey! Are you holding these people's fuel from them? That's not your job, right? You're farming. If they want to get the fuck out of here, then that's not your call.
She just, like, looks over her shoulder and she says, and it's not yours either, dear, and keeps walking.
She's so cinematic.
And at this point, I'm going to say she goes into the building and closes the door behind her with the two security guards standing at the door, rifles armed.
So what do they look like, Adam?
They look
pretty beefy, pretty armored. They've got some heavy artillery in their hands. I mean, there's potential to maybe take them on, but I know you guys are kind of at a weakened state. Why don't you guys roll a perception check real quick as you're kind of scanning the scene?
Even as we're doing that, I'm going to, like, cool down a little bit and be like, maybe we don't start a fight in the middle of a riot-infested town.
That's what I'm saying, mate. 13.
23 for Sig.
17.
There you go.
What'd you get, Sig?
23.
Jesus.
23, okay. Anybody beat that?
No, but no. I got a 16, which is okay for me.
All right, so Sig, you're familiar with riots, so you're not as like, I don't know, worked up over this. So you're a little bit more calm, and because of that, you can see that there are, like, kind of to the side of this building, there's a fence. And behind the fence is kind of like a side door that goes into this building. And you kind of make a mental note while all this is happening is that there's a potential for you guys to enter. It's not guarded through there. Now, right now, in the light of day, it would be difficult to do that. But you do notice another entrance into this building that isn't being manned. That's really only being guarded by, like, a chain link fence with some barbed wire on the top, you know?
Hey, guys, did an ocular pack down of the establishment? We could probably get in on the side. Just
you scream that in front of the whole crowd?
No. I'm saying that to my group. That's just the timbre of my voice, Adam.
It's got one volume.
I have one volume, and it's loud.
So the guy that came up to you before says, Listen. Why don't y'all just come to my place and you can at least get some sleep and think on it and think on what you want to do. We could appreciate your help. I know that this lady has no intentions of giving us this gas. I don't know what her deal is, but there's no reason for us to not have our fuel to go ahead and get to Reyes. It doesn't make any sense to me. You're from SDF. Did you hear anything about an evacuation coming out of Linmari?
Our orders were to send you all towards Reyes. That's where the evacuation is.
Right, that's what we heard over the police scanner, or whatever it's called. You know, like, we didn't hear anything about private evacuation.
Shit. Sorry.
So let's get you the last bit of hot meal that we got. And look, y'all make your own decisions. I'm asking you to help us, but I can't make you. I ain't got nothing. I ain't got nothing to hold over you. I'm just a simple townsman. I'm just a simple farmer.
Well, can I just like to say, and it's biased opinion, I would like a bath. I would like a sleep. I would like to change clothes. And I would basically do anything for anybody for that.
Yavari's going to look from text to the guy and says, and while he's having a rest, maybe you can fill us in on some of the more specific aspects of the layout of this town. like to try and get basically insider information so that we can have as much when we inevitably go and fucking storm the castle. Yeah. Talking to the dude. Did Adam leave?
He's done with us. He's tired of our shit. Okay, we derail too much. We have too many side conversations.
That's
we have
fair.
A little too much fun for his taste.
It's a little That's wild fair. One. This must have been a little bit of a wild one.
All right.
We broke him.
I guess finish your drinks. We'll see ya.
Finish your drinks. We'll see ya. I love the combination.
I want that to be it. That's it, right?
If Adam, I hope we do it in the episode in that way, and then shame Adam as the intro. But you just disappeared. What the fuck? You did the literal most like least reliable thing in the world.
Sometimes God isn't there for you guys. I don't know what to tell
you. He ghosted us.
So, this guy is going to take you to his house and takes you in there. And he wasn't lying. He's got a family of five there. He's got a wife and three kids, three boys.
Do any of them require medical attention?
God damn it.
No. They seem to be okay.
Fine.
And there's just like basically a broth soup on the stove. And is going to give you he's going to point you out a couple bedrolls on the floor. There's actually a guest bed. You guys can fight over it. A queen guest bed and three bedrolls. you guys can get a long rest.
Sweet.
Yeah, let's get it.
Is there somewhere I can bathe? Do I got to go outside? I'm covered in black from my own burnt hair.
Licking you. Ow.
He's like, yeah, there's a shower in the bathroom like most decent folk have. You're welcome to use it.
He's talking about fucking people sleeping on floors and shit.
Well, we're not expecting five extra people here tonight.
This is not Tex.
Oh, okay. you guys get a long rest, you get a shower, you get a good meal in you, a good hot meal in you. And here's the deal. I mean, it's still early in the evening. It's about 7 o'clock, so you could get an 8-hour rest and wake up in the wee hours of the morning. You have to decide what are you going to do? Are you going to wake up and leave, or are you going to wake up and help the Linmari townsfolk?
We're going to wake up and help. Sorry.
I don't usually dispute what the giant dragon person in the party says. Considering I'm 3 feet tall.
I'd hate to have the people that made such fine broth go without.
It was bone broth and celery. It was delicious.
It's delicious. Yum, yum,
yum. Well, while you're eating, they kind of mentioned to you, they're like, some SDF folks came through here a couple days ago. They were headed up to that temple there in the mountains, but I hadn't seen them since.
Oh, yeah, we have one of them with us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Thanks for the extra bedroll, by the way.
Did he sleep in the car all night?
Where is he?
He's right here.
I had him strapped
to
my back.
So I feel like that would be like an awkward explanation we had once we got to the house, you know?
So,
by the way, we also have this guy, this lunatic.
Who's this man in a Hannibal Lecter mask he just brought into my home?
Don't worry about him.
And the handcuffs.
Yeah, the handcuffs, Hannibal Lecter mask.
So I don't understand here. You're SDF and this guy's SDF and you got him all chained up in the back of your truck.
Listen
here.
To me, good friend. He has a mental affliction that he himself acknowledged and asked us to chain him up. But he asked us to put the cuffs on him and he gave me his gun in good faith. He's got some kind of mental affliction going on and he wants to fix it.
All right. I mean, I guess beggars can't be choosers when you're asking for help. But
well, you want me to shoot
look
him
good.
In the
I'm
face?
Just gonna say.
You want me to shoot
Fine,
him?
Fine. He's good with kids.
Now? He's good with kids.
No. Please don't do that. Listen. just get some rest. I feel like y'all need it. please, do what you're gonna do. I've made my case. I'm not a beggar. Do what you're going to do. We need our help. We need help to get out of here. And I don't think that we're going to see the other side of this planet if we don't get our fuel.
Well, look, we're here for you, but I need a fucking sleepy poo. All
right. So you guys get your sleep, get your full rest, and you wake up in the wee hours of the morning, around 4 in the morning. Dark as, you know, super dark, pitch black out still.
Dark as what, Adam? What's the metaphor you're going to use? I don't know. It had nothing.
Dark as dark ooey. Dark as raven feathers.
There we go.
Solid.
That's all I got. All right. So what do you do now? It's 4 in the morning. You can go to your truck and you can leave. Or you can go to the building and see what you see.
I'm going to pray for the first time in a while to old Praydon. Because I almost died. But I saw heaven. Texas, like, you know, in story, as far as you guys need to know, gonna be more chaotic now. Because he saw heaven and he's like, I don't care if I die anymore. and heaven is South Texas.
All right, Sigurd, Natasi, the rest of y'all.
Are we going? I mean, I'm guessing we're going on the side quest, right?
Yeah, we're doing this.
We're taking the side quest.
Yeah, we're going on the side quest.
Side door, on, side man. Quest.
Get us to the front door.
Yeah.
The side door.
So they get us to the side door.
Yes. I'll get us to the side right. door.
I need everybody to roll a stealth check.
Oh, come shit. On. All
right.
You're going to get a +2 bonus because you're doing this at night.
Your boy Vin's got a +6 to stealth. Get some.
Yeah, I got a 22.
Ooh. 17 + 8.
God damn it. Oh, sweet.
25.
I got a 16.
Okay. +2.
Oh, yeah, 18.
Okay. What about you, Ivari?
The big fucking lizard got a dirty 20.
Damn.
Well, I got a 14 total with the extra +2, which is about as good as it's getting with the +2 stealth I already have.
Okay. You guys are able to successfully sneak into this facility.
Yes.
Fucking
okay.
Nice. Okay.
So you guys walk in. Open the door, slip in, kind of file in, and you see Rita in the middle of this like warehouse that you're in. It's like the kind of warehouse for this agricultural building, packed with crates of rotted produce. She is bent over, violently spewing a mass of green goo from every orifice in her head, out of her ears, out of her nose, out of her mouth, out of her eyes. This green goo is just gushing forth. And then as like this green goo all comes out of her face and coalesces into this form, she falls unconscious afterward. And this slime just kind of pulls itself together and looks towards you. And I need y'all to finish your drinks because we'll see ya.
What? Oh.
That bitch needs a neti pot.
Wow. This next one's gonna be a real slobber knocker.
Is that the thing? Because she's like, she fell down.